I will try to squeeze my 10 pages into 2 hours. So if you want to sleep, you're blessed to sleep here. I'm joking for sure. So today's Torah portion for this week, Naso, 10, take. And I want to talk about one of the most well-known passage from the scriptures. Birkat Kahanim, or blessings of the priests. This we can find in the Numbers chapter 6. It is the blessing that we pray every Shabbat over the congregation after the service, in the end of the service. So we are all very familiar with the words of this blessing. But I want to read it together with you. I want to read it and we will think about this passage together. And I have a very old picture. It was the first color picture. Yeah. It was Kodak probably, I don't know. So let's think about this a little bit. So verse 22, number 6. Adonai said to Moshe, speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yeverechacha Adonai veishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panavelecha vikunecha, Issa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift up his face toward you and give you peace. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them. And very important thing here, to put my name, because this is Hebrew translation. This is a wonderful ancient prayer in the Bible. And so let's look closely in the words of this blessing, first pronounced by the Lord to Moses and to Aaron and to people of Israel. Of course, we don't have time to explain every verse here. It will take probably weeks to explain. But very shortly, very briefly, we'll see every place of the scripture. So first, may Adonai bless you and keep you. What to say here? We need his blessing. We need his protection. We need his protection over us. So the first words of the blessing show that we are dependent on him. We must keep his first in our lives and recognize that he is our master and that above all, it is his desire to bless us. When we receive in the blessing, it's our job, our work to receive, to admit his rulership over us. He is the Lord and he is one who blesses us. This is very important to remember. Only humble heart can receive blessing from him. So by this prayer, from the beginning, we are admitting the rulership of our God by humbly receiving from him, receiving this blessing in our lives. The Lord keeps us. He commands angels to surround us every day of our life. We don't see how many times his hand with us. Every day of our life. I remember one short story, and it's not in my plan, but I want to share with you. It was long, long time ago, far, far away. In Ukraine. In another galaxy, yeah, where people walking upside down, you know, from different side of the planet. So I remember we had time with my parents, we had time in the Black Sea, we had vacation there. It was very difficult time, economical difficult time, so we don't have car at that time, and not so many people in Ukraine, they have car, actually, to use. So we waited for bus to get home from the sea, and it's like 2 hour travel. And it was so crowded there. So many people wants to get into this bus. And I forget my soap with me, you know. to take soap on, to squeeze into bus. And, you know, this bus leave without us. And I remember I was so upset, you know, to wait another bus, to wait for a few hours in the sun, and we need to go home. And you remember, you know, we are so good sometimes until the point. We can smile, and it's very good habit to smile. But in that moment, I was not smiling. I was unhappy. And it was my first years of belief. As a believer, I believe it was a long time ago. And I remember the next day I found something in the news. So this bus had a crash, car accident. And some people in this bus, they were damaged, injured. And you know, I was very sorry for the people, but I was so happy for myself. I think it's angel put his wind and he just, son, don't go here. But I won't. No, not now. But Lord, not today. Next bus. We need his protection. And this prayer contains the blessing of protection over us. This is his will to bless us and to protect us. Because of him, we live and breathe today. He gives life and sustains life in us. We pray this prayer, Gvura, sustain our life. We are his creation, and that is how much he loves us. From the first words of this prayer, we can see it very clearly. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. Let's say together, his face shine upon you. It's not only poetic meaning, but this is the real spiritual meaning in our life. The opposite of light is darkness. The one who experienced what it means to be in the dark place knows the power of light. Even small light, much more powerful than big and, you know, deep darkness. Even small light, much more powerful. We have power in the light. Light is powerful. Have you ever been in a room when the light were turned off, when you could not see your own hand in front of your nose? This was our spiritual condition. And eventually, actually, scripture said, I was dead and now I'm alive. I was in the grave and now I can see. You know how many times Yeshua did his miracle? He opened the eyes of blind. So many times. It was, I can imagine the joy of these people who received the miracle from the Lord. So, but we are these people. We are these people. We are these people. And it said here, the face of Adonai defeats the power of darkness. Face of Adonai, light of his face. If you put all your trust in the Lord, you will have his marvelous light and you will experience his favor. His favor. In his light, we have his favor. We know where to go. We know our way. We know our end. I remember one of the very famous rabbi before he died. He was not a believer. He was not, don't know Yeshua. He said to his Talmidim, his disciples, he said to them, death in front of me, and I don't know where I'm going. But Yeshua tell us, I know the way. I know where I'm going. And actually, he tells us, you will be with me. Light of the face of Adonai. We need his light in our life. We need to know where to go. We need his wisdom. We need his presence. We need his light and his favor over us. May Adonai lift up his face toward you and give your peace. And it's beautiful words. It has great power in it. One of the important meanings of these words, lift up his face toward you. One of the meanings, a lot of meanings, but I want to show one of the main meaning here, is to direct his attention, his care, his love toward you, to remember his plans in your life. Let the Lord remember about you always. Let he remember his plans on you. Let his love be on you always, every day of your life. I like the Jeremiah chapter 29 from the verse 11. It's very common together. For I know what plans I have in mind for you, says Adonai. Plans for well-being, not for bad things, so that you can have hope and a future. Let's say together, hope and the future. Opposite is hopeless and no future. And you know fear, what fear speaks into our hearts? You don't have hope, you don't have future. It's enough, it's done. Future is scary for you, what's happening around you. But his face on you. So remember, he remembers plans about you. He wants to give you future and hope. When you call to me and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you seek me, you will find me. When you seek me, you will find me. This is the blessing from Adonai to us, from the Lord. Provided you seek for me wholeheartedly, and I will let you find me, says Adonai. We couldn't find Adonai without him letting us to find him. You remember Yeshua told us, nobody can come to me if the Father will not lead him. We are here because of him, only because of him. Yes, we are beautiful, we are special, it's of course. But this is not the reason. We are smart, we are the best people, but it's not the reason. The reason is love of the Lord, his will, his love to us. He brought us to himself by his mercy. His plans are the best for us. He will not lead us to destruction or death. Instead, he will give us life and hope. He will fulfill our future. This is in the prayer of Adonai, Aaronic benediction. It is because of our trust in his goodness and love that we are able to have shalom. This is said here, give you shalom. Give you shalom. The deep peace from the Lord inside of our hearts. And actually, peace is our shield of our hearts. When we have peace of the Lord, we are protected by him. Trust in the Lord. Let's say together, trust goes together with peace. And fear goes together with hopelessness. Yeah. So better to have trust, to know the Lord, to know his face, to see his face. It's so important to us. I like the Philippians chapter 4, and this is one of the greatest places in the Brit Hadashah. From the verse 6. So what should I do? We live in the 2018. It's different time. What to do? Where to go? Where to find answers? It's here. Don't worry about anything. I remember I had one gift from one of the Rebetzins. She's from America. She gave me the fish. And this fish, you know, we push the button. She says, don't worry, be happy. You know, toot, 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 toot. Don't worry, be happy. This from here, probably. So this man read the scriptures some time ago. I don't know all the text of this song, but I can see here. Don't worry about anything. Let me ask you, what does it mean, anything? But everything or anything? Worry about everything. Don't worry about anything. So it means trust to the Lord. On the contrary, make your request known to God. Make your request known to God. Don't keep it inside of you. Don't worry too much. Make your request known to God, to the Lord, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. The Lord is here. He's listening to your prayer, and He needs you to pray to Him. He wants to answer you. Then God's shalom, passing all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with the Messiah Yeshua. Then the peace of the Lord, His shalom, will keep your hearts and your minds in the Messiah Yeshua when you give everything to Him. So everything in this place of Scripture, in this blessing, it's so important to know. This is the power of peace in His will, when we know His will. You remember Yeshua told to His Talmidim, he told them, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I know my calling. He was peaceful because he was in the will of God. So he followed the Father, and he kept peace in his heart. These words mean also one more very interesting place of Scripture. In this way, it's the last part of the prayer. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel. And this is literally translation. They are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them. Vesamuet shmi al bnei Israel veani avarechem. This verse means I will claim my ownership of them. They are mine. I will put my name on them. They are my belonging. And it's great to know that the Lord is your master. You belong to Him. He's purchased you. I like this idea because we are His. I myself will bless them. I myself. Because why? Because they are mine. They are mine, my people. I put my name on them. They are mine. I purchased them. Everybody should know they are mine. Don't forget that you're His. Don't go out because you're His. Remember it. He will not share you with anybody, so don't be afraid. I have my family, and I will not share it with anybody. It's my family. It's my wife. It's my son. I love them so much. They're part of me. And the same way, you are the family of the Lord. You are the bride. We are the bride of Messiah. He will not share us with anybody else. So I think it's very good reason to rejoice, I think, at least for me. So we are His beloved, and His will for us always good. So we can find this idea here. He always for us. The prayer, this prayer, Aaronic benediction, has told us much about the Lord's attitude toward us, about what is in His heart towards His people. His heart full of blessing, of love, of encouragement, of protection to us. He's not angry at us. He remembers us, and He wants to bless us. I remember my own personal experience when I received the Lord into my life, when I came to Him. I remember, for me, the challenge was simply to trust Him, that He loves me. He has good plans for me. This is a challenge for some people, even today, for so many believers, because sometimes it's hard to trust the Lord. We have so many warriors, so many things happen around us. But I believe we have revelation here. He is always, this is the words of Adonai, of the Lord, towards the Jewish people. And you know one thing, they were not always perfect. But He always wants to bless them. He always showed them love and mercy and care about them. It's so much important for us. We find in His word that He is all for us. He wants to bless us. He encourages our success. His heart for us. So I want to ask you to share with somebody, the Lord loves you and He's for you. Tell to somebody, please. So many times we are reading about the place of Scripture, so the Lord so much loves the world that He gave His only Son. And we think about our neighbor, somebody in our street, and forgetting sometimes about us, because we are part of these people whom Lord so much loves. Amen. In fact, this is a very interesting idea here. I want you to remember this part. In fact, the Lord commanded the priests that they were to bless His people with this prayer. This is His commandment. Every day, following the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice, they were to pray these blessings over the people. Every day, thousands of years in the temple. This was the part of this temple service. It's very remember. Speaking that prayer was to become one of the most important parts of their ministry in the temple. One of the most important parts, it was to bring the blessing from the Lord to the Israel, to bless the people of Israel. I like one of the scriptures about the role of the priests, and I want to read it here. The Deuteronomy chapter 10 from the verse 8. This is the calling of priests, of the priests, calling of priesthood. Why the Lord called the Israel tribe of Levi to serve as a priest, family of the tribe. Verse 8, Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time Adonai set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of Adonai and to stand before Adonai to serve Him and to bless in His name as they still do today. So, this is calling of the Levites. Three parts of their calling. Their duty. They were called to do three things. First, carry the Ark of the Covenant. Always be in to keep the covenant with the Lord, to be the heart of the covenant for Israel. They always carry the covenant with them. Second, stand in service before the Lord, to be representative, to be mediator between the Lord and the people. This is was their part. And third, bless the people in His name. Aaronic benediction. Tribe of Levi called to do these three things. All the sacrificial service and ministry built around these three blocks. To bring offerings, to stand in the service, and to bless the people of Israel. Every day, twice a day, morning and evening. It's a beautiful picture here. Very important for us. And also, this prayer was to be spoken after the morning sacrifice, not before. And I believe this is the testimony that the Lord was pleased. He accepted their sacrifice. He was pleased by the people who came to Him. And I like the words of Rabbi Shaul in Romans chapter 8 from the verse 31. And remember and remind yourself these words. This is a blessing for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and later. If God is for us, who can be against us? And this is Mark question. I mean, question mark. Who can be against us? He who did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up on behalf of all, us all, is it possible that having given us His Son, He would not give us everything else too? So who will bring a charge against God's chosen people? Certainly not God. You need to understand, this is not from the Lord. Condemnation don't come from the Lord. it's from other sources. Certainly not God. He is the one who causes them to be considered righteous. Who punishes them? Certainly not the Messiah Yeshua, who died and more than that has been raised, is at the right hand of God and is actually pleading on our behalf. And I see this picture. Aaron was to bless the people of Israel with Aaronic benediction. And Yeshua is our high priest. He's blessing us with his benediction. He's blessing us with everything good. He's for us. His heart for us. He's not against us. And this is our reality. The Lord is always for us. He desires only the best for his people. And this is a fact. It's important to know. And I want to speak about second part, our part. But at the same time, we need to fulfill our part to be able to receive God's blessings in his life, love to us, our part. So this is not a question, does he love me and want to bless me? The question is, am I able to receive his love? Am I able to be in his blessing, to stand there? And this is important. I want to look one more scripture in the Torah reading for this week, and we'll speak a little bit about it. I don't want too long. I have only 20 more pages here, so very quick. And I want to share my experience. Many of us, we came from other countries, and actually this synagogue very special because we have so many people from so many countries in this place. It's so great to see, so great to be part of it. And I know every culture has their own strong and weak parts, every culture, every country, every place. And in modern society, individualism, selfishness, sometimes it's too much. I mean, people think only about themselves. And in the part, it's good to be able to stand for yourself. It's a good part. But in the same time, it can be spiritual hindrance with the walk with the Lord. The Torah, for example, the Torah teaches us, if you will find an axe in the ditch or dunk in the ditch, take care about it. Take care about your neighbor, yes? Take care about belongings of your neighbor. Don't steal. Don't avoid it. Don't say it's not my problem, it's his problem. Ha ha ha. You know this story. I don't have donkey, now he also. Great. Let's rejoice. No, different idea here. Take care about your neighbor, about your community, about your congregation. Sometimes in this culture, I mean, not only American, but in the modern culture, we see the need and leave responsibility to somebody else, someone else. You know, it's not my responsibility. It's there. Let them take care about it. It's not my job, you know. For example, if I found the chair is broken, what should I do? Of course, I can say it's not my problem. Let somebody else deal with it. But if somebody sits in this chair and damage himself, it will be my sin because I know about the problem. The Torah gives us responsibility for solving the problems. We are the community of believers. We love each other. Or another example, Shabbat school. You know, it's not my children. Let Shabbat school teachers care about them. It's their problem. No, because we are the parts of the body, and this is our children. We are community. All the children are ours. We love them. We want to serve them. We want to grow them in the Lord. Amen. So Numbers chapter 5, verse 5 and 7. This is very important. The same Torah portion, but chapter before. So we read chapter 6, now it's chapter 5. Adonai said to Moshe, tell the people of Israel, then a man or woman commits any kind of sin against another person and thus breaks faith with Adonai. Wow. Interesting, yeah? Does anything bad and thus breaks faith with Adonai. He incurs guilt. He must confess the sin which he has committed. He must confess the sin, not hide the sin, but confess it before the priest and before this man. And he must make full restitution for his guilt and 20% and give it to the victim of his sin. But if the person has no relative to whom restitution can be made for the guilt, then what is given is restitution for guilt will belong to Adonai, that is to Kohen, in addition to the ram of atonement, through which atonement is made for him. So I don't want to speak about everything, but I want to speak of this part. And thus breaks faith with Adonai. So if somebody do something against brother, it means break faith with Adonai. What to say? Nothing to say. Careless or sin against people breaks faith with the Lord. It's very important to know and to understand. So, and what's very interesting for me, and I will end here. For me, it's interesting that the Lord speaks about the need for restoration between him and with the people of Israel before pronouncing the Aaronic benediction. Chapter 5, he speaks about restoration. Chapter 5. And chapter 6, he gives the blessing. Do you see them, how it goes together? Blessing after restoration. Matthew chapter 3. If you have really turned from your sins to God, produce fruit that will prove it. Fruit of repentance. Fruits of faith, walking with the Lord. The scriptures make it very clear that restoration, bringing the fruits of repentance, precedes the blessings from the Lord. Before the blessings, restoration with the Lord. And last week we celebrated Shavuot. We prayed after Shabbat that all of us, all of you who are here today, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I want you to remember two things. The Lord always with you, always for you. And second thing, allow him to work in your life. Prepare your heart to receive his blessing through restoration, through true repentance, through foundation with the Lord. Amen. So I want to end our service. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for wonderful opportunity to share.